is Generation Justice.
On Sunday, September 14th, Generation Justice ventured to the Albuquerque Rail Yards for a very special event, Celebrating Love, sponsored by the Native Health Initiative and other community organizations.
I asked myself, why do we celebrate war 365, but we can't celebrate love but once?
It was a day to celebrate everything happening in New Mexico that is love-funded, love-inspired, and that uses love as a framework to heal our world and our community.
This event was all about love and community, and the day began beautifully, that is, until I was told that I would be speaking about Generation Justice to all of the people that packed the market.
Welcome to Generation Justice, broadcasting from the University of New Mexico, 89.9 KUNM and KUNM.org. I'm your host, Pilar Monfoletto.
And I'm your other host, Nadal Jawad. Generation Justice is a multimedia project training youth to create media that inspires social change.
Tonight, you'll be hearing some of our coverage of the event. That includes community members talking about what love means to them. But first, here's a song called My Love by Route 94. Not only was celebrating love an opportunity to mingle, it was also a time to see the amazing talent we have right here in our community.
There were two stages inside of the marketplace for performances, speeches, poetry, and music.
And here's Anthony Flegg on the main stage, starting off the celebration.
My name is Anthony Flegg. I am a young 36. I live here in Martinez Town section of Albuquerque for the last 6 years, and I help coordinate a love-funded partnership called the Native Health Initiative. We, on an average month, generate about 7 to 8 full-time employees worth of loving service. In terms of the hours, about 1,200 hours a month. We spend about $150 on an average month. So that's our work. We're running all types of youth programs, youth empowerment work, supporting traditional culture, language, and we do it on, you know, a couple thousand dollars a year and a ton of great people that come around the table and offer their talents and time. We're about 10 years old now to see how that has grown. In the first couple years, we actually were still kind of in the closet with love. It wasn't real safe to come out and just say, this is who we are. We started talking about love, started really appreciating and I guess almost a collective self-love. We were okay with ourselves that we could start, you know, saying, even though it's not February 14th, we're going to talk about love, and we're really going to talk about it in a deeper way, a way of love as a strategy for social change. Love to me could be a foundation for a truly different, transformative change in all of us and all of our communities. You can't do this work kind of superficial and fake. You have to, this is not a 9-to-5, 40-hour-a-week kind of commitment to social justice. This is about some stuff that hurts, some stuff for those of us like myself as a white male with a lot of unearned privilege. It's about owning to that and not owning it in just kind of a guilty way, but owning it in a way of, I'm going to use that privilege then to make things happen. Someone earlier this morning asked me, why are we celebrating love? It's not even close to Valentine's Day. I asked myself, why do we celebrate war 365, but we can't celebrate love but once? The groups, the energies that brought today's theme for today, Celebrating Love, are a group of people and organizations that feel deeply that love is not only a beautiful thing to share that needs no question mark, it needs no Hallmark greeting card, February 14th, chocolate, whatever version we think of, but love is, in a deeper sense, a strategy for changing and improving our world. Love is indeed a strategy for social change, for addressing injustices. And today, your job in being here is simply to think about that, reflect upon it, really think about that notion, celebrating love. Celebrating love is beautiful for a couple reasons. Number one, like I said, I don't think it needs a question mark. I think everyone can put an exclamation after celebrating love. For a gay couple, it may mean the ability to marry before, but legally. For someone that comes from it as a traditional or a spiritual or a religious perspective, it means something different. But everyone knows in their heart, celebrating love just sounds right. Number two, you don't need anything in your wallet or in your bank account to give love to others. Love is an equal opportunity gift and giver. In fact, some of those with the least in their wallets give the most in love. Love requires a community. Love requires our interdependence on each other. It reminds us of how connected we are to each other, to the ground beneath us, to the sky, the sun, the things we forget about.
Nothing is better than a community coming together to celebrate love.
That is so true, Nadal. Speaking of appreciating love, here's a song from Bipolar Sunshine called Love More, Worry Less.
Another pregnant girl underage, you know you can't show anyone in the same household. Oh, the boy doesn't care, the story ain't new though. You got the feel. Seen so many relationships that resemble love, just for comfort and none of the above. Too scared to call it, to break away, to break away. You got the feel. Future standing right in front of you, staring at you in your full view. But only you can make the change. It's up to you to break the chain. You got the feel. Lean on, let me be the one.
Our Generation Justice Fellows, Chantal Trujillo and Christina Rodriguez, were also at the Celebrating Love event.
Tonight, they'll be sharing some of their experiences from that day.
Here is Christina Rodriguez reflecting on her time at the rail yards.
It was early on a Sunday morning. My dad and I walked up to the rail yards to join the Celebrating Love event. I was excited to go to the rail yards for my first time, especially alongside my dad and my Generation Justice family. It was an opportunity to do what I love doing, alongside people that I love. Being my first time at the rail yards, I was admiring the blue and green glass tiles that run up and down every wall. There were people mingling outside the rail yards, getting something to eat from the food trucks, listening to the beats slip out of the gaps in the glass. I could hear the slam poets, the rappers, the singers, all taking the stage and sharing their talents. Everyone became a leader, because anyone can teach us a new way to love. The voices that echoed throughout were bursting with identity, creativity, and self-expression. Sometimes a poem or a story will take you somewhere you've never been. Both were readily available in every direction you looked. Celebrating Love was a way for us to celebrate storytelling, a way for us to share our stories, our art, and the love that we pour into the work that we do and the state that we live in. Sometimes I feel as if New Mexico is clouded with bad news. We have so much beauty, but turning on the TV can flood your mind with reports of corruption or violence. For me, it's easy to get lost in political advertisements, police violence, biased education systems, and stories about how dangerous the world can be. And sometimes I have a right to be angry, and I have a right to be frustrated, but there's also a lot about New Mexico that allows me to feel nothing but love. Through celebrating love, I learned that it isn't just a matter of the heart, but it can come from anywhere. It can manifest in so many ways. Imagine if every thought you had was created through love. If you were filled with love, what would you do? If you weren't afraid, what would you do? What would I do? This is exactly what the Celebrating Love event asked of us that day at the rail yards. Not only that, but they wanted us to see what love truly looks like. Love looks like children laughing, a magic trick, biting into fresh fruit, a poem through a microphone, the movement of a trapeze artist, the way paint clumps on a canvas, on a face, on a wall. Love brought the rail yards to life that day. The energy was alive from first thing in the morning until late in the afternoon, and it gave us strength to remember that we can color our lives with this energy, and that this energy is limitless. It was refreshing to remember that we are all united with love.
Thank you, Christina.
Here's a song called The First Day of My Life by Bright Eyes.
First day of my life, swear I was born right in the doorway. I went out in the rain, suddenly everything changed. They're spreading blankets on the beach. Yours is the first face that I saw. I think I was blind before I met you. I don't know where I am, I don't know where I've been, but I know where I want to go. And so I thought I'd let you know. Yeah, these things take forever, I especially am slow. But I realized that I need you, and I wondered if I could come home. Time you drove all night just to meet me in the morning. And I thought it was strange, you said everything changed. You felt as if you just woke up. And you said, this is the first day of my life. I'm glad I didn't die before I met you. But now I don't care, I could go anywhere with you, and I'd probably be happy. So if you wanna be with me, if these things there's no telling, we just have to wait and see. But I'd rather be working for a paycheck than waiting to win the lottery. Besides, maybe this time it's different. I mean, I really think you like me.
Chantal Trujillo shares her thoughts on overcoming fear with love and what she experienced at the Celebrating Love event.
On September 14th, a group of Generation Justice members attended the Celebrating Love event at the Rail Yards Market in downtown Albuquerque. This event was all about love and community, and the day began beautifully, that is, until I was told that Polly Dinetclaw and I would be speaking about Generation Justice to all of the people that packed the market. My mood took a dive. I was barely comfortable enough to speak to my team members, much less an entire building filled with people. I said no. I immediately said no. I couldn't do it. My team members took me aside to offer me words of advice and comfort. By this time, my whole body was already tense, and I was on the verge of having a panic attack. "I know how you feel," they said. "Do you? Do you really know how I feel?" Anxiety is one of those things that completely separates you from the world. When these attacks arise, it's just you and your fear. Nothing else exists. They reassured me that they had my back and that they wouldn't let me fail. Roberto Rael, our beloved director, walked up to us, looked me in the eyes, and said, "This is an opportunity for us to honor Generation Justice, and I chose you for this honor." There's not much to say after hearing such powerful words of encouragement and support from my Generation Justice family. It was definitely a wake-up call. Why has it always been so easy for me to succumb to my fear? As we made our way to the stage, I was incredibly uncomfortable, but somehow my fear had subsided. What was happening? The fear had never left me like this before. Why now? Was I actually beginning to understand how to embrace an experience? The MC, Cyrus Moses, introduced our group, and we all walked on stage. Roberta spoke about the importance and beauty of the work that we do. As she was speaking, I leaned in to ask Polly if I could go first. She nodded, and I thought to myself, "What? Why did I do that? I don't want to speak to all of these strangers. Why did I volunteer myself to go first?" Roberta handed the microphone to Polly, but Polly pointed at me, and I reached out to grab it. I don't remember exactly what I said while I was speaking into the microphone, but I remember finishing with, "If you love the world and if you love your community, it becomes your responsibility to spread that love." I walked off stage with a smile. If there's anything that I've learned about love since I began working with Generation Justice, it's the importance of believing and acting upon love as a source of empowerment. Doing this paves the way to loving and honoring others, but also loving and honoring yourself. When I was on that stage, speaking to all of those people, feeling their energy as they felt mine, I came to realize something very important. When our actions are coming from a place of love, there is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear because there will always be people who will reciprocate that love. It seems ironic to be overcome by this lesson on love at an event that is celebrating love, but then again, perhaps that was the purpose in the first place. The truth is, we need more love. Like water, like bravery, like music, or green chili chicken enchiladas, you simply can never have enough.
Thank you, Chantel.
To learn more about Christina and Chantel's experiences at the event, you can read their full blogs by visiting our website, generationjustice.org.
Now here's a song called Unconditional Love by Tupac.
We all want unconditional love. Look at that. I'm talking about the stuff that don't wear off. It don't fade. Not it lasts for all these crazy days, these crazy nights. Whether you wrong or you right, your mama can still love you. No matter what, I always be your heart. With unconditional love, listen to my true
was thoughts. My truest feelings on my peers doing years beyond drug dealing. How many caskets can we witness before we see it's hard to live this life without God? So we must ask forgiveness. As Mama Rod got the urge to die, witness the tears falling free from my eyes before she could reply. For we were born without a silver spoon. My broken down TV show cartoons in my living room. One day I hope to make it a player in this game. Mama, don't cry, long as we try, maybe things change. Perhaps it's just a fantasy, a life where we don't need no welfare wish with our own family. Maybe it's me that caused it, the fighting and the hurting in my room crying, cause I didn't want to be a burden. Watch mama open up her arms to hug me, and I ain't worried about a damn thing. With unconditional love, this game, this in the eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. Unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, just got the message you've been calling all week. Been out here hustling on the streets, ain't had a chance to speak. But you know, with you and me, it's all G. We could never be enemies, cause you've been such a good friend to me. Where would I be without my dogs? No wonder why when times get hard, cause it ain't easy being who we are. Driven by my ambitions, desire higher positions, so I proceed to make deep eternally. And my mission is to be more than just a rap musician. The elevation of today's generation, if I can make them listen. Prison ain't what we need, no longer stuck in greed. Time to plan, strategize, my family's got it, me. We will make something out of nothing. No pleasure in the suffering neighborhood will be good. They can cut out all the buses, the liquor and the weed, the cussing. Send their love out to my block. The struggle never stops in this game. Unconditional in the eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, the lessons in your eyes to see. No things change, the future's still inside of me. We must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark, so you will always be in my heart. With unconditional love, I'll probably never understand your ways. With every day, I swear I hear you trying to change your ways while getting paid at the same time. Just had a baby with the same eyes, something inside. Please let me die, these are strange times. How come I never made it? Maybe it's the way I played it in my heart. I know one day I gotta be a star. My hopes and all my wishes, so many vivid pictures. And all the currency I'll never even get to see. This vast life soon shatters, cause after all the lights and screens, nothing but my dreams matter. Hoping for better days, maybe a peaceful night. Baby, don't cry, cause everything gon' be alright. Just lay your head on my shoulder. Don't worry about a thing, baby girl, I'm a soldier. Never treated me bad, no matter who I was. You still came with that unconditional love. This game, lessons in your eyes to see your things change. The truth is still inside of you. You must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark. You will always be in my heart. With unconditional love. This game, lessons in your eyes to see your things change. The truth is still inside of you. You must remember that tomorrow comes after the dark.
Generation Justice asked our community the big question: if love, not money, was the basis of society, what would be different?
We explored how love and social justice intersect at the broadest meaning of love. Love for humanity and New Mexico.
Here's what members of our community had to say when we asked about this kind of love.
My name is Brandy Mitchell. I'm 18. I just graduated from Volcano Vista. I'm working as a VISTA, actually, with New Mexico Forum for Youth and Community. And through that, I was adopted by NHI, which we put on the Celebrating Love event for today.
Hi, I'm Nick Piazza. I'm 19 years old from St. Louis, Missouri.
So I'm Daniel. I'm here on part of VVHS's Swing Squad. We're a community service group.
My name is Anthony Flagg. I am a young 36. I live here in Martinez Town section of Albuquerque for the last 6 years, and I help coordinate a love-funded partnership called the Native Health Initiative.
My name is Cyrus Moses. I'm 32 years young. I'm with Native Health Initiative, NHI, and United Hip Hop Family, UHF.
My name is Carlotta Bullock. I am 62 years old. I live in Albuquerque.
I define love as work that we do for the spiritual growth of ourselves or others.
For me, love is an action. And it's an action to live with integrity and to live as though we're really connected to each other.
Every time you smile at a stranger, every time that you give a hug to a random person on the street or have a conversation with the old lady at the bus stop that you normally wouldn't talk to, I think that it makes the love grow.
Love is about, at its simplest, appreciating every moment, every gift.
To me, love is helping other people. I love helping other people.
Love is giving time and energy. Love is energy. Love is a positive energy.
I love the weather in New Mexico. I love the nature and the mountains and all the space. A lot of other places you go and it's hard to get your own space, but out here there's so much room to just spread out and have a garden and have some goats and chickens and throw a rave.
I love our foods, I love our cultures. I love that we're a place that I feel like celebrates diversity as opposed to shuns it.
No matter what grocery store you're in, there's a giant pyramid of tortillas.
Well, I'm smelling green chili right now.
I love the environment. There's like so much diversity here, like the landscape, the mountains, the mesa.
We have such a clear sky and such a pretty scenery.
You know, especially this time of year, I just say to my children as we're driving down the street, mira nomás, which means just look, man, because the skies are magnificent every day. There's a different play in the sky every day. It's amazing.
Social justice cannot be achieved without love for your community. That means if you're not passionate, if you're not 100% genuine with what you're doing and why you're doing it, nothing's gonna change.
Cornel West says something to the effect of, justice is what love looks like in public, and I agree with that.
A lot of social change comes from like compassion for others.
There are all these different fronts, right? And it's easy for us to think that we're not connected on the front. So if you think about the Palestinian liberation, right? It's easy for me to be here in Albuquerque and go, wow, that's sad. I'm glad I'm here safe, that I'm not worried about my children being shot down, actually, or a car bomb going off. So for me, I can say, yes, I care about the Palestinian movement for liberation. I care about all the movements, but they're really connected.
If you're gonna put so much time and effort into putting energy out there, make sure it's a positive energy that other people can build on.
I want to propose to our young activists that we come from a place of what we do believe in. We believe in love, we believe in justice.
I think if you are rooted in a place of love for your community, it makes it a lot easier to connect to people on issues that they care about because you're coming from the same place.
If love, not money, were the basis of society, we probably wouldn't have hospitals, we probably wouldn't have banks, we probably wouldn't need formal schools of education because you'd still be sitting and learning your traditional language from grandma and grandpa. We wouldn't have a word called homeless, we wouldn't have a word called jail, we wouldn't have a word called prison, we wouldn't have a word called dropout, we wouldn't have a word called racism.
I think the way that we would interact with each other would be a lot different.
I feel like our economy would be so much better. Our land would be so much better. If we were an indigenous culture and everyone's like, hey, I'm making soup today and you're making a blanket, give me your blanket, I'll give you soup, then we're all good in winter, instead of someone has everything because they can afford it.
I think that it would switch up a whole lot. I think that, you know, I'm not a big religious person, but some guy back in the day said, the meek shall inherit the earth, right? I think Jesus said that. The meek shall inherit the earth. And I think that's coming. And with money going out the window and love filling our hearts, I think the people that are powerless right now are gonna naturally gain a certain power through their humility and just their humble vibes. And meanwhile, the people that are in power, that are these power hungry, greedy, kind of wanting to take everything, they're gonna have some karma.
Why is it that no matter how many times we tell young people, oh, just learn, go to college, get an education, and you'll be able to be part of the American dream, when we know on some fundamental level that's not true, because the game is rigged. right? So if we had real love instead of money motivating us, we wouldn't be in that formula whatsoever.
I think I've seen love succeed in our community through events like this, where people are coming together and kind of expressing themselves, and it's okay to love. This guy earlier came up and talked about it's not normal to love, you know? It's weird kind of to show your love, but he said, you know what? Be weird, don't be normal.
We can talk about war 365, but we can't talk about love. There's something wrong with that picture. Peace, blessings, I love you, New Mexico.
Thank you to Anthony Flegg, Nick Piazza, Brandy Mitchell, Daniel Gassner, Cyrus Moses, and Dr. Carlotta Bullock for sharing your thoughts with us.
It's truly inspiring to hear the different ways that love and action connect.
To hear more about what our community's beliefs are on love and action, you can watch these interviews on our website, generationjustice.org. Now more music. This song is called Hasta la Piel by Carla Morrison.
No te quiero perder. Que la distancia se devore nuestra miel y perdamos la fe. No te quiero tener. Y cuando menos piense perder. Dentro.
time to hear about some amazing upcoming events happening right here in our community. Here's our calendar host, George Luna Pena and Chantel Trujillo.
Welcome to this week's exciting edition of Community Calendar. I'm your calendar host, Chantel Trujillo.
And I'm your other calendar host, George Luna Pena.
It's almost that time to rock the vote.
Election Day is on Tuesday, November 4th, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and early voting is from October 18th through November 1st. Also, if you'd like to learn more about the race for governor, KOAT will be airing a one-hour debate.
That's right, George. The debate between Republican Governor Susana Martinez and Democrat Gary King will air on Sunday, October 19th from 6 to 7 p.m.
Hey, Chantel, are you interested in food, art, and entertainment?
Of course. Who isn't?
Well, the Agricultura Network, the Street Food Institute, and the National Hispanic Cultural Center are hosting an event called Salud y Sabor.
Ah, yes. This event is aimed at providing families with an opportunity to connect around nutrition, cooking, healthy lifestyles, and culture. When is it again?
Salud y Sabor will be held at the Domenici Education Building at the National Hispanic Cultural Center on October 23rd, and it starts at 5:30 p.m.
I have a question for you, George. Have you noticed how there has always been an uncomfortable stigma surrounding mental illness?
I have, Chantel. It's a topic that isn't often talked about.
Well, I'm very pleased to announce that the Compassionate Touch Network will be presenting Minds Interrupted, an event that will highlight the stories of people who are affected by mental illness. Through these stories, people from New Mexico will share the pain, confusion, resilience, and humor of living with mental illness.
This sounds like an enlightening event. When is it?
Minds Interrupted will be held at the Chemo Theater on Friday, October 24th at 7 p.m. For more information, contact Michelle at 505-577-7840.
Chantel, this upcoming week on the University of New Mexico campus is Indigenous Resistance Week.
Yes, it is, George, and there will be a series of events happening on campus to recognize Indigenous Resistance Week.
For example, on Tuesday, October 14th, the UNM Dream Team, Students for Justice in Palestine, and other student organizations will be hosting a teach-in called Artivism, Biometrics, and Border Walls, Border Militarization and Decolonization.
Using videos, art, and storytelling, this event aims to have participants engage in a critical discussion about the borders that often separate us. It's happening this Tuesday, October 14th, from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the UNM Student Union Building, Room Fiesta A and B.
For more information, email unmdream@unm.edu or sjp@unm.edu.
Another event happening as part of the Indigenous Resistance Week is a screening and dialogue around the film Precious Knowledge.
Precious Knowledge is a 2011 documentary centered on the banning of the Mexican-American Studies program in the Tucson Unified School District of Arizona.
The screening of the film, which will take place on Thursday, October 16th in Mesa Vista Hall, room 1104, will begin at 1 p.m. and will be followed by a dialogue around community and identity.
For more information about this screening and discussion, email rgsa@unm.edu.
There's also an upcoming opportunity for people to better understand immigration in New Mexico.
That's right, Chantel. The National Hispanic Cultural Center and the New Mexico Faith Coalition for Immigrant Justice will be hosting a panel discussion.
This discussion will focus on generations of immigrant children, youth, and adult workers. It will include personal stories that illustrate the crisis and hardship caused by lack of immigration reform, U.S. foreign policy, and the factors that are currently driving migration.
Panelists will discuss their experiences to create awareness and suggest actions that can be initiated by community members.
The discussion will take place on Saturday, October 25th at the Bank of America Theater from 2 to 4 p.m. For more information, contact the National Hispanic Cultural Center at 505-724-4771.
And since we're on the topic of migration, Working Classroom would like to invite everyone to their fall play, Bacon.
This play tells the story of 12-year-old Miguel, who flees a repressive Central American military regime for a new life in Los Angeles.
This year's show will premiere on Friday, November 7th, at the Paul Carpenter y Salazar Theater at 7 p.m. There will be a total of 8 performances, with the closing performance on Sunday, November 16th at 3 p.m.
For tickets and information, visit www.workingclassroom.org.
Sadly, we've reached the end of this week's exciting edition of Community Calendar. I'm your calendar host, George Luna Pena.
And I'm your other calendar host, Chantel Trujillo.
Now here's a song called If You Can't Say Love by The Visionaries.
Always here.
I even
wrote the song.
And all of
time we shared. And if you can't say love, will prevail.
Even
love will overcome.
And all of
evil will fail.
And
if you can't say love,
you ain't
always here.
I even
wrote the song.
And all of
time we shared. And if you can't say love, will prevail.
And even
love will overcome.
And all of
evil will fail.
And
if you can't say love, I'll say it for you, travel the globe and tell everybody to aim low towards you. The feeling's better than patience. I'm not the only person that's able to read the letter on your face, hun. I'll make an alternate ending. It would all be worth it if I were to fall for defending. The love on my 12 inches, the love that's unselfish. Above all the hellish because of your well wish.
That word love is a very strange thing.
Cause you ain't
always here.
I even
wrote the song.
And all of
time we shed.
And
if you can't say love, will prevail.
And even
love will overcome.
And all of
evil will fail.
And
if you can't say love,
cause you ain't
always here.
I even
wrote the song.
And all of
time we shed.
And
if you can't say love, will prevail.
And even
love will overcome.
And all of
evil will fail.
And
if you can't say love,
it all starts with job
love.
Eradicate the hate. We got a Phillips head in a case for your screw face. Brought a new pace. Embrace grace. Cut the chase. Know our place in a world of anger with piles of waste. We're some do-gooders with the filtration. We're Mexican, Islander, Euro, African, Asian. Celebrate creator before creation. Division we're erasing.
Patiently taking all day waiting for the confrontations. The cease and the nations to do what we've done. Replacement killers love a good fight. A good night kiss takes the queen but protects the king's life. While worldwide peace is just a figment, and now is where we're living. We can hold on to the vision, do our ancestors right by our decision. Thanksgiving to the most for the host of believers in this ghetto child's achievements through all of the reasons.
Cause you ain't
always here.
I even
wrote the song.
And all of
time we share.
And
if you can't say love, we'll prevail.
And even
love will overcome.
And all of
evil will fail.
And
if you can't say love,
wife is love, impossible not to write this love, fight this love, or to fight the what, since I'm a blood and beliefs, passed through my ancestry, your family tree, from my grandparents to my parents to me, help me get through the dark when I can barely see, thank you for taking care of me and caring for me, this one goes to those who show us
L-O-V-E. Don't stop saying what,
love,
I'll say it with you, the music that we make and working out the kinks and issues, I'm seeing how the scene needs variety arts, just applying good effort. And love is where it starts. Gotta love
love
though. From musicians to the fans, walk a life in many circles, understood in many lands. Feels good where I stand. Much higher to go. Take the time to say peace. See you at the next show.
See you at the next show.
Always here.
I even
wrote the song.
And all of
time we shared.
And if you can't say love,
we'll prevail.
And even
love will overcome.
And all of
evil will fail.
And if you can't say love,
you ain't
always here.
I even
wrote the song.
And all of
time we shared.
And if you can't
reached the end of our show tonight. Thank you all for joining us.
We'd like to thank all of the organizations who made the Celebrating Love event possible. The Native Health Initiative, Albuquerque Rail Yards Market, Volcano Vista High School, and many more. If you would like to see the full list of sponsors, you can find them on our Facebook page along with our video.
We would also like to thank Anthony Flegg, Nick Piazza, Brandy Mitchell, Daniel Gassner, Cyrus Moses, and Dr. Coletta Bullock for sharing with us.
Thanks to our amazing calendar hosts, Chantel Trujillo and George Luna Pena. A big shout out to Chantel for also editing the show with Alden Bruce.
Thank you to Christina for producing this week's show. Production assistance also includes Roberta Rael, George Luna Pena, and Melissa Harris.
Much appreciation to all of our youth media makers here at Generation Justice. We would not be the same without you.
Stay connected with us. Check out our website, generationjustice.org, where you can listen to all of our past shows, see music playlists, read our blogs, watch videos, and much more.
We're also active on social media, so please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram.
G Generation Justice is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation with additional funding from the McCune Foundation and, of course, all of you who have contributed to our project by visiting our website and clicking Donate. I'm your host, Nadal Jawar.
And I'm your other host, Pilar Monfiletto. We will end the show with a few more songs. Then following us on KUNM is Spoken Word.
We'll see you next Sunday at 7 o'clock.
I see the crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through to make those rainbows in my mind. When I think of you sometime, and I want to spend some time with you, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us. And I, we look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, but not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us. And I drops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us,
just the two of us. take you to the star. I'd never let you fall and break your heart. And if you wanna cry or fall apart, I'll be there to hold you. Tell me that you heard, it's all in vain. But I can see your heart can love again. And I remember you laughing, so let's just laugh again. But don't burn out, even if you scream and shout, it will come back to you. Back to you.
Poniendo la mano en el corazón, quisiera decirte al compás de un son que tú eres mi vida y no quiero a nadie más que a ti. Poniendo la mano en el corazón, quisiera decirte al compás de un son que tú eres mi cielo. Las aves que retan su poder, que respira el aire, que respira el aire, que respira el aire, que respiras tú. No tienes remedio, no tienes remedio, no tienes remedio, eres mi gran amor.
Poniendo la mano en el corazón, quisiera cantarte toda una canción, que tú eres mi cielo, eres mis consuelos. Que respiro el aire, que respiro el aire, que respiro el aire, que respiras tú. No tienes remedio, no tienes remedio, no tienes remedio, eres mi gran amor. Amor de mis amores, sangre de mi alma, regálame las flores de la esperanza. El amor de mis amores.
make you smile whenever you're sad. Carry you around when your arthritis is bad. All I wanna do is grow old with you. I'll get you medicine when your tummy aches. Build you a fire if the furnace breaks. Oh, it could be so nice growing old with you. I'll miss you, kiss you, give you my coat when you are cold. Need you, feed you, even let you hold the remote control. So let me do the